The Transportation and Safety Administration, which is often assailed for wasting resources by checking infants and strollers and grandmothers with walkers, faced criticism this week for trying to focus its efforts by keeping a list that apparently assigns some kind of threat assessment level to each passenger. By now, probably every flyer has a favorite story of what looked like an absurdity. A toddler who was made to take off his tiny rubber shoes and get wounded, an elderly war veteran who had to remove his plastic leg. The wife of Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Ted Stevens, Catherine, was questioned at an airport because her name is the same as the singer Yousef Islam, who used to be known as Cat Stevens. But you ought to hear Mrs. Stevens sing Moonshadow. There are also complaints that many lists do not contain the names of more plausible terrorists because investigative agencies don't want to tip off people that they're being scrutinized. The alarm over each flyer being assigned some threat assessment level is that inaccurate or misleading information could lie around for years in some database. Could an employer refuse to hire someone who had a high threat assessment number? Could a bank turn someone down for a loan? Will young couples in coffee bars ask, "What's your threat assessment level?" instead of "What's your sign?" A lot of us who fly may have our own lists of people we'd like to leave at the departure gate. As someday it may happen that a watch list must be made, I've got a little list of irritating passengers I'd choose to barricade, and who never would be missed. There's the fellow with a backpack that's the size of Zanzibar. He slings it over his shoulder and leaves your nose all scarred. All people who just want to chat when you just need to sleep, who tell smutty jokes about acrobats, rabbis, nuns, and sheep. And those who eat burritos just before they board, they think they are discreto, but burp like harpsichords. There's the man with travel luggage he's dragged through yellow snow, who puts his grimy wheels on your coat and crushes your hat like a bus rolling over a banjo. All people who shout into earphones, "I'm calling from the plane!" What was so damn important? They never do explain. And pilots who must point out, folks flying over Silver Spring now, as if beholding the Taj Mahal, each access road and shopping mall holds them in thrall. There's the man who has six martinis and crawls on the drink trolley, then sings drinking songs from Rawalpindi all the way to Bali. But it really doesn't matter whom you put upon the list. They'd none of them be missed. I'm sure they'd not be missed.
As someday it may happen that a victim must be found, I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed. There's the pestilential nuisance.
Martin Green, and this is NPR News.